It's as good as it gets in baseball. The Nationals and Dodgers Wednesday. Clayton Kershaw starting for LA. Steven Strasburg for Washington. In the top of the second inning, the Nationals would strike first as Ryan Zimmerman, in the midst of an MVP season, steps in against Kershaw.
First of all, as a team hitting at 275. Here's Kershaw's pitch. That slammed down the left field line. That could be trouble. It's more than trouble, and Zimmerman has left the building with a home run for Zimmerman, his 17th of the season, his 49th run batted in, and the Nationals take the early 1-0 lead.
Got him at the knees. One out. Down swinging on a slider. Kershaw with his 7th. Kershaw looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the game since the first, and he gets it with a strikeout of Rendon.
But you'll be able to take velocity off your fastball, that's for sure.
Seager hits a fly ball to center field. Taylor's back. This game is tied! Seager strikes. Lightning strikes. And it's a 1-1 game just like that. Winds up getting him, but it gets by. Gonzalez will reach first base, and the inning continues. Going on Yasmani, it kicks off of Lobaton, and Gonzalez moves into scoring position. What a rough sequence for the veteran Lobaton. Grandal hits it to left center field. That ball is down, and the Dodgers have taken the lead. Yasmani Grandal with a go-ahead double. And Baez brings it 2-1. Grounded back to him. Pedro comes home. They've got Turner caught. The throw to the plate, and he's out. A Houdini act for Pedro Baez and the Dodgers.
The Dodgers score an unearned run, and that's the difference in a 2-1 victory over the Nationals, spoiling Washington's bid for a sweep. Clayton Kershaw improved to 8-2, throwing 7 innings, walking just 3, striking out 9. Ryan Zimmerman's 17th home run of the season gave Zimmerman the league lead in home runs, also giving him his highest single-season total already since 2013. Yasmani Grandal had the go-ahead hit in the bottom of the 6th inning off of Steven Strasburg to help the Dodgers pick up the 2-1 win. Here's Grandal on his game and approach.
Obviously, we faced some pretty tough pitchers in the last week. We had some tough games, but you're gonna go through a stretch where you're gonna have to face these guys. So, the fact that we were able to do a good job today against a top of the line pitcher like Strasburg, it says a lot. So, hopefully, we can keep it going. Win tomorrow or win a series and come up with a streak.
How important was the heads-up play between you and Baez and Forsythe to make sure you got Trey Turner out and kept the lead?
Well, obviously, you got their fastest runner at third. The big play is Petey being able to come up with that ball, knowing exactly what to do. Going home, we get that out, and all of a sudden, they got to try to do something to get that guy on second. They weren't able to. We strike the guy out, and that was a pretty huge play in the game, but it's obviously something we practice, and it was pretty heads up play by Baez.
Of course, Kersh solid once again, but he gave up more walks than he has it normally. Are you seeing something different in his control, or what would lead to that?
No, he made a lot of quality pitches that they were able to take, and you're gonna have days like that. But the good thing is he kept on battling, and he kept us in the game, and we were able to get him a lead. Obviously, the 9 pitch at bat that he had against Strasburg kind of sparked, there was a little spark there, and all of a sudden we took over. So, props to him for keeping us in the game and battling it out.
Great win today.
Thank you.
The Dodgers win a playoff-type game 2-1 over the Nationals and Steven Strasburg Wednesday as Clayton Kershaw picks up his 8th win of the season. Here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I had every intention to send him back out there for the 8th, and after I thought about it and just thought about how he kind of was grinding through the day, and the Lions score looks great, and he pitched well. But I basically changed my mind. And so wanted Petey to go out there and start the inning, and knew I had Kenley for an out or two in the 8th. And I chose to go with an out in the 8th. Yes, I did. And it was one of those, I could have let Kike hit, but against Albers, I really don't like any right-hander against him, to be quite honest. And so for Clayton to go out there, and we had Petey going by then at that point in time, and then I just let him know. He didn't have his best stuff. And those guys are, you know, they were taking some good swings. And so for me, as I thought through it, I changed my mind, and that's kind of what it boiled down to. You know, there's certain points in the game that changed the momentum. And, you know, Strasburg was in a groove and really pitching well, striking, you know, breaking balls, getting ahead of guys. And we really didn't get many good swings. But that 9-pitch at bat from Clayton changed the momentum to our side. And CT to follow up that at bat with another quality at bat. And for me, I believe that bled into the Seager at bat where Corey ended up homering. And, you know, that at bat right there for me, and even in the ninth, the Yasiel holding Murphy to a single were two, for me, plays of the game. So, and obviously, you know, the infield in and Petey making a play right there in that situational at bat versus Harper. But, you know, against a good team like that, you've got to make plays to win a baseball game, and we did today. He was fine. You know, he never wants to come out of a game. And I respect that. But it's my decision to do what I think is best for the club, and I know he respects it. I think that where we're at right now, he and I, understanding, you know, I think that there's a trust between us and understanding that, you know, it's a combo of the short view, long view, understanding that there aren't many better options than Clayton at any capacity, and I think that we all understand that. But it's certainly something that I've got to I navigate, but it's something that right there, it's kind of the game tells you how you should manage it. And for me, just kind of going through the game and watching it, I think the easy thing for me to do is just send him back out there. But I think that the responsible thing, and for me the right thing, either way it played out, was to go to the pen. I think the at-bat, the intent for these at-bats leading up to that inning were there. I just don't think that it never got to a 9 or 10 pitch at-bat where Clayton's did. But I don't think that we were giving away at-bats. I think Steven was good today. And I think that he was facing Clayton and elevated his game, and he's really had a nice year. Where in other games, I think that we do concede some at-bats, but today I don't think so. I think he was really good. But again, that Clayton at bat and the CT at bat, very pivotal.
The Dodgers get Thursday off before hosting Cincinnati on Friday.